Okay, our friends. So today I am here to talk to you about a movie that has been recently released. And some of you have asked if I will read it to you. And I found this book and I thought, well, let's do it. It's from Disney's Zootopia 2. And this story is called Dream Team. And I can't wait to read it to you. So buckle up, you guys. The story was written by Aubrey Andress. And it's illustrated by the Disney Storybook Art Team and designed by Winnie Howe. So thank you, everyone, for your hard work here. And today's story is read by Mommy and...
I'm Boof.
Boof?
And I'm really full because I eat too many baguettes.
You are full because you eat too many baguettes?
Mm-hmm. Boof.
Well, I am so happy that you are here with me, monsieur. Shall I read you a story?
Slurp.
Oh my goodness, you never know what animal is going to come popping into my life. Apparently today it's a cat, a French cat, who eats baguettes. Are you ready, monsieur cat?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Ooh, look, I found a baguette.
He's got a baguette, oh dear. Okay, when we open the book, we see a lovely fox and we see a lovely bunny. And the bunny says, I'm Officer Hops, Zootopia Police Department's first bunny police officer, but you can call me Judy. And this is Nick Wilde, the ZPD's newest recruit. When we first met, you could say we didn't get along. And Nick says, you literally tried to arrest me, Carrots. After you lied to me, but that's beside the point. We're not only friends, now we're police partners. Together, Nick and I can solve any case that's thrown our way. In fact, we recently solved an epic one. Someone stole a historical treasure, a journal, containing the original plans for Zootopia's weather walls. And when we tracked it down, we discovered a huge secret about Zootopia's past. But even though we did crack that case, the case almost cracked us first. And in the pictures, we can see what they're talking about. Our partnership isn't perfect. Nobody's is. It's not easy to work with as a team when you and your partner are total opposites. And our differences have led us into hairy situations that made our boss, Chief Bogo, very unhappy.
As much as I love making fun of Carrots over here, we've learned that a team has to work together. Harmoniously. Otherwise, you end up in a partners in crisis class where you will be expected to talk about your feelings.
It wasn't all bad. Dr. Fusby taught us the difference between a partners, which we used to be, and partners, which we are now. And today we'll teach you how to become part of a dream team. With a stronger partner by your side, you can change the world for the better. Our partners, let their differences divide them.
When we first met, Hops was a bushy-tailed, bright, new cop straight from the small town of Bunnybrow. And me? I'd been selling popsicles in the city streets since I was 12 years old.
Selling? You were a popsicle hustler. You sure hustled me, and I was left with a sinking feeling that I wasn't cut out to be a cop. Partners make the most of their differences. It didn't take me long to realize that Nick's sly fox ways might be useful for my first case. He didn't want to help me, but I found a way to rope him in, thanks to my carrot pins, handy-dandy recording device. What can I say, Nick? You inspired me.
I gotta admit, I was impressed. And as we solved that first case together, I realized that our differences made us a pretty good team. So good, in fact, that I joined the ZPD so we could become true partners.
Our partners don't think before they act. During our first weeks as police partners, we made some impulsive decisions, like borrowing a roadhog to pursue a bad guy in a guard chase that nearly ended in disaster at the Zootennial Parade.
not our finest moment, and a lot of good it did us, too, because the Z-Bros swooped in the last second to steal our glory. Partners believe in themselves, even when others do not. Chief Beef, that's what I call our boss, was not happy with us. Hops and Wild were supposed to be the shining example of zoo-gatherness, but in his eyes, I didn't care enough.
And I cared too much. The chief told us to shape up, or else he'd separate us, and deep down, I knew we were the dream team. We just had to prove it.
Partners don't take each other seriously.
Nick wanted to just let things blow over, and while I thought cracking another case together would prove to Chief Bogo that we were great partners, even though we were technically grounded, I had a hunch something big was going to go down at the Zootennial Gala, so I made Nick hop into the parking duty cart with me and go over to the gala undercover.
Okay, it wasn't your worst idea, Carrots, but while you were busy chatting with that lynx, Pawbert, I spotted a piece of snake skin. Odd, considering snakes haven't been in Zootopia for 100 years.
Even I couldn't have imagined what would happen next. A venomous pit viper named Gary the Snake stole the journal and kidnapped Pawbert's father, Milton Linksley, the grandson of Zootopia's founder.
If you hadn't dragged me to that gala, we would never have had a chance to take on the case that made us the best partners at the ZPD.
Partners trust each other's intuition. When I finally caught up to Gary, he told me that snakes were the good guys and that he had stolen the journal to prove it. It seemed far-fetched, but I believed Gary was telling the truth because who wouldn't trust a smile like his? And in the picture, we can see him. He does look really nice, except for the sharp, pointy fang there. Wouldn't you agree?
Unfortunately, I showed up late and did not receive this crucial piece of information, so I hit Gary over the head with a frying pan. And when Linksley tried to take the journal, Hops wouldn't let him have it. I didn't know what was going on, but I trusted her instincts, and I realized I needed to help her protect Gary and the journal from the Linksleys.
Ah, partners, let careless mistakes get them into hot water. As we aided Gary's escape, Chief Bogo got hurt, and the Linksleys accused us of trying to kill him. Captain Hogbottom believed their story, but it couldn't have been further from the truth.
I mean, we did look guilty. Usually I can talk my way out of anything, but there was no time to explain this one, and we knew that if we got arrested, we could say bye-bye to our investigation and our partnership.
So we worked together to flee the scene of the crime, and then we were wanted criminals. Partners ask for help, even if it's uncomfortable. We really needed to solve this case. Not only to prove that we were great partners, but also to clear our names. First, we had to catch up with Gary and learn why he wanted the journal. Lucky for us, we found someone who knew where to find a bunch of reptiles. An eager beaver named Nibbles Maplestick.
Did you say lucky? I believe the right word is unlucky. I've never met a bigger chatterbox in my life.
We had no choice. Nibbles was our best lead. She brought us to an off-the-beaten-path place called Marsh Market. And from there, things got a little weird.
Nibbles said she knew someone who could tell us more about the journal. Unfortunately for me, he was a basilisk lizard named Jesus who liked to lick his own eyeballs. As if that wasn't gross enough, he offered us a place of juicy, squirming grubs.
We had to accept Jesus's offer, or he would think that we were rude and not help us. We both choked one down to get the information we needed. Then we were out of there. Our partners go off on their own. After we left Jesus, Gary appeared and snatched the journals straight from my paws. I ran after him just as the ZPD arrived looking for us. I was too focused on Gary and didn't realize I'd left my partner behind.
Always in a rush, aren't you, Carrots? Good thing some new friends popped out of the water to help me catch up.
We managed to escape arrest again, but it was a good reminder that partners should always keep an eye on each other. Partners stick together, no matter what. What's most important is that partners have each other's backs, and Nick had mine. When Gary jumped into the water tube to escape, Nibbles warned us not to follow or we'd run out of air, but we had to catch up with Gary. I grabbed Nick's paws, and we leapt into the tube.
Look, it was a terrible idea, but I couldn't let Hops go alone. We whooshed through the tube together, and just as we were about to run out of air, I pulled the release valve, which flushed us out at the last minute. Our partners let anger take over. After that harrowing escape, I was angry at Hops for risking our lives for this case. And for what? She's only managed to grab Gary's fanny pack.
I'll remind you that we lost track of Gary because of you.
You can thank me later for saving your life, Carrots.
Anyway, if we wanted to reach the end of the tube and hopefully find Gary again, we had to climb a mountain. So we started climbing and arguing.
The higher we climbed, the higher our frustrations rose. I was so busy yelling at Hops that I dropped the carrot pin, which had kind of become a symbol of our friendship, and it hit the ground and smashed into pieces, and Hops was devastated, and I felt terrible.
I did not want to talk to Nick after that. I didn't even want him near me. I climbed to the top as fast as I could. Before I knew it, we got separated.
Wouldn't you know it, that's when the ZPD showed up and arrested me. And where was Judy? She had teamed up with Pawbert because, as luck would have it, he was working closely with Gary.
I was unsure who to trust at this point, and I missed my partner. I'll admit it, I regretted leaving Nick behind, but he didn't know that. Partners share their feelings.
Once we were reunited, I gave Hops a big hug, and I told her how important her friendship was to me, and that's something that had taken me too long to admit.
And I told him I felt the same way. It turns out we need each other. I could never have solved this case alone.
But we did solve it, and even Chief Beef could finally see that we are the dream team.
I never doubted that one little bunny could make a big difference.
I certainly did, but you always prove me wrong, Carrots.
And now we both know that a good partnership like ours has the power to change Zootopia and ourselves for the better. By working together, we can save the world.
And that, our dear friends, is what happens in Zootopia 2. Go check it out. It's also
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.